It's 2 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Emalahleni 27, Johannesburg 25, Polokwane 29 grade.
Good news first. N1 southbound, that earlier crash before the Winnie Mandela Drive exit out in four ways has been cleared. All lanes are open. However, there's another crash. N1 northbound after Malibongwe Drive. There are delays.
City Power sê herstelwerk kan die M1 brug deur voort na ondergrondse brand. Die brand het verlede woensdag uitgebreek. Die brand wat glo deur kabeldiefstal en vandalisme veroorsaak is, het gelei tot kragonderbrekings in verskeie gebiede in Johannesburg. City Power woordvoerder Isaac Mangena.
Johannesburg Emergency Services has also embarked on a process of clearing the residual smoke and other gas toxins underneath the tunnels and providing clean air ventilation to allow our teams to basically commence with their work.
City Power sê intussen sy tegniese spanne werk hard om krag in dele van Roodepoort te herstel. Verskeie gebiede word geraak. Die onderbreking is na bewering veroorsaak deur beskadigde kabels. Die Marshalltown Fire Justice Campaign het gevra vir billike vergoeding vir die slagoffers en oorlewendes van die Oosindiso geboubrand. 'N Verslag deur die Oosindiso Kommissie van Ondersoek het bevind dat die stad Johannesburg verantwoordelik gehou moet word vir die brand waarin 77 mense in Marshalltown dood is. Die brand het in Augustus verlede jaar uitgebreek. Woordvoerder Mamet Chwe Sebei.
We do believe that the mayor must fulfill his commitment in the state of the city address, the commitment to refurbish Oosindiso and 224 other buildings, which we continue to believe that they can provide a decent accommodation and housing for many disparate people in the inner city.
Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. Polisieminister Bekkie Cele sê beampte sal voortgaan in hul stryd om misdaad in Suid-Afrika te bekamp. Dit is die week presies 'n jaar sedit operasie Shanella wat daarop gemik is om geweld in misdaadgeteisterde gebiede te bekamp van stapel gestuur is. Oor hierdie tydperk is 600,000 verdagtes in hegtenisneem vir misdade insluitend moord, poging tot moord en verkrachting.
The role of active citizen participation in the prevention and combating crime continues to gain momentum. Community policing fora and community patrollers, as well as private security, have been very active in the support and are playing a crucial role in the overall success of Operation Shanella.
17,000 mense is ook sedert Mei verlede jaar in hegtenis geneem omdat hulle glo onder die invloed van alkohol of dwelms bestuur het. Talle verdagtes is ook vir diefstal en menshandel aangekeer.
Theft out of motor vehicles, we had 2,323. And we also had arrest for human trafficking, a total of 183.
Dit dan die polisie se Mashadi Selepe. En werkers by die Can Rolprent Fees het gevra vir 'n staking oor salarisse en werksomstandighede. Die bekende fees skop volgende week af. Die staking sal glo nie die opening van die fees in gevaar stel nie, maar daar kan ontwrigtings wees. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus in Engels om 3:00.
You see, can you blame those people who work at the Cannes Film Festival? I mean, they're checking out all of these A-listers and everything and the fabulous frocks and the amazing suits and you're standing in your sweat buck, you know? I mean, really. By the way, talking about well-dressed, Wait a minute. Prince Charles wore a fox hat. I think that's the way I have to say it. One year ago today, Charlie Boy was crowned King Charles III at Westminster Abbey a year ago today. Where does the time go? We put it all in the 30-minute non-stop.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. on Jacaranda FM.
Baby, we both know this is not our time.